وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي أبو فاطمة. يا أبا فاطمة بارك الله فيك. You cannot deduct your loan from your zakah. You are not allowed. You must pay the zakah from the money that you are saving and you have it at the moment. You understand? And you must give it to one of the 8 categories. Even if the person that he took the debt from you, it's included. But you cannot consider the loan with him part of your zakah. You cannot. And if you did that, your zakah is invalid. You must pay it again even after 20 years and you do istighfar because it's a sin. You understand? You must pay. You must pay the money from the zakah from the money that you saved. You saved barakallahu fi. You understand? I repeat for you again and for all the brothers and sisters, there is nothing in our religion called deducting loan from the zakah. Deducting loan that's from the people from the zakah. It doesn't matter. The loan is with some people that probably they will return it back to you, or the loan is with some people that they will not return it back to you. Means, يعني, for example, if you pay the zakah for some, if you give loan to someone, and you know this man, whenever you're gonna ask him or whatever, he's gonna give you. You understand? So you deduct it and you consider it as part of your zakah. It's not allowed. Or the other situation, when you give someone loans and قدر الله that man, he lost his business, he lost trading, he ran away with it, and you don't know, and probably he's not gonna return back the money to you. So you consider it as part of the zakah. You cannot also. Both situations cannot. In the first situation, you asked him to be paid back to you. When he paid back to you, you paid back again as a zakah. This is how it's supposed to be. I hope the masala is clear because it's very sensitive. Barakallahu feekum.